Put your phone down, no, no. Babe, look at me when I made up. Babe, look at me when I made up. Hey, put your phone down, down.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is The Grapevine with your boy Ray Nitty. We talking about following through and what kills our follow through. Discipline, motivation, distractions. But I got something to share with y'all, though. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. The Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is and where they're located and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m., only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. Shouts out to We Energies, man. We talking about what's killing our follow through, y'all. When was the last time have you saw something all the way through? We talked about the distractions that kills follow through. Now we're talking about this is the lack of discipline and motivation that kills follow through. Only about 8% of people who set a New Year's resolution goal actually achieve it. 23% quit within the first week. 23% quit in the first week. By mid-February, roughly 80% have abandoned their goal entirely. Let's think about that. By mid-February, that's what? That's not even 2 months. It's not even 2 months. Roughly 80% by mid-February has abandoned their goal entirely. Stravers analysts of hundreds of millions of logged fitness activities identified a specific day dubbed Quitter's Day. Typically the second or third Friday in January, where the sharpest single drop-off in following through happens. So typically people get a good run. We get a good run on our ideas, right? But after 2 weeks, 3 weeks of being consistent and having to stay focused on it daily so we see these results, we start to fall off. Not just our fitness goals, our life goals. Business goals, self-betterment, self-improvement goals. We falling off. We got a problem with sticking it through. 8% of people who set a New Year's resolution, only 8% see it through. 23% quit in the first week. There's another notification. There's another one. Distractions. All right? A National Forbes Health Survey found the average resolution loss lasts 3.7 months. Three and a half months. Only 8% of people who set one stick with it for even a full month. The top reasons people give for quitting: losing motivation, 35%, being too busy, 19%, and shifting priorities or goals entirely, 18%. Notice that it was a bad idea isn't actually the top reason. Nobody said, this wasn't a good idea. Most people quit good ideas for boring, unglamorous reasons because we lack discipline. The research on what actually predicts success is consistent. It's consistent. People who set specific measurable goals, not just the broad, I'm going to get healthier. But work out 3 times a week at 6 p.m. They ain't just saying I'm going to be healthier. They set a specific goal. I'm going to work out 3 times a week at 6 p.m. and stick to it. Who tells someone else and build in accountability? And who plans for setbacks in advance are dramatically more likely to follow through than people relying on willpower alone? Successful goal achievers aren't people who never struggle, y'all. Somebody says, keeping logs of your daily progress works wonders. Absolutely. Writing it down, tracking it. Because you see the progress and it motivates you. It helps keep you excited about, I got to do more. I'm seeing the results. I'm seeing the results. There's another notification. All right. One study found even the successful group experienced an average of 14 slip-ups over a 2-year stretch. A 2-year stretch is long. 14 slip-ups over a 2-year stretch, that don't even sound bad. That don't even sound that bad. I feel like I've had 14 slip-ups in a month. I saw Brother Z walk out the studio yesterday to get peanut butter cookies, and I beelined right behind him to go get mines. After I just said the show the day before, I'm going to start this diet. I'm at 9 cookies in 3 days. These ain't regular bite-sized cookies. These is big open-faced cookies. We lack the discipline. We lack the consistency. And if you can't tell by now, I have a problem with peanut butter cookies.
That's what I'm thinking about right now.
Peanut butter in general. CeCe just got me some spring rolls, and guess what they had? Peanut sauce. I'm losing my mind. Can't wait to get to the next break to bite into this spring roll and peanut sauce. But I said I want to get down to 220 pounds. As I sit here at 253. Damn. And 9 cookies in on a Wednesday.
So if I go get some cookies, you don't want
them. I'm going to eat some damn cookies. I'm going to eat it. Why? Because I lack control. I lack discipline. You've had it. I might get 4 to go home with.
It folds as soon as you pick it up.
You don't even got to ask them to heat it up for you. It already got a nice temperature. I appreciate that. Somebody said I look like 185 pounds. Yeah, from the mic up.
Damn.
That was another distraction. Another notification just came through. So, yeah, I get it, y'all. I'll take I look like 185. I remember, you know, the last time I remember I was 185, I was in high school. And I remember getting on the scale at 185 in high school and thinking I needed to lose weight then. Who'd have thought 100 pounds later? I'm like, damn, just give me the 230. But it's us, y'all. We get in our own way. We get in our own head. We allow people to tempt us. Yes, if Brother Z brings some peanut butter cookies in here, I'm having some. But that's a me problem. I got to be the one to have the discipline to be like, no, Brother Z, I will not eat the cookie. That sounded crazy. But still, I said, man, get me 245 to start. But that's when you start compounding your wins. That's why you monitor, you log your success. You log your, you know what I'm saying? You take note of it. I remember when I finally started losing weight. Every day I was on a scale. And I'm taking everything off to get on the scale because I don't want an extra ounce that ain't supposed to be there.
Bruh.
This is all flesh and bones. There's another notification. Don't go anywhere, y'all. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. Just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. This is your boy Ray Nitty on the grapevine. Yes. I'm just enjoying some spring roll and peanut sauce. Excuse my chew. We talking about when's the last time you saw something through, y'all? There goes another notification. What kills us is distractions, everyday distractions, notifications, Facebook, twerking videos. Get real lost in those. I've literally had to start just like, I've had to unfollow, dog. I can't do this no more at 42, bro.
And mute, yep.
Yeah, like, gotta unfollow you, dog. You just throwing walla, like, with friends. Shouts out to Kennedy. For the song, that is. Let's make sure we... For the song. But dang, man. We got to stay focused. Distractions. The lack of discipline and the lack of motivation. So many things kill our discipline and motivation. Our temptations, the things we like that are wrong for us right now, like peanut sauce, cookies, pastas, crab boils. Crab boils might be all right. It's real protein heavy, not too starchy. Cakes. I love cake. The Golden Gate cake. Oh, my God.
I'm not a fan of cake, but I was DJing a wedding on Saturday, and it was the best cake that I had.
Did it have, like, filling in it?
It was like, I don't, it was like some type of like strawberry shortcake or something.
I could believe it. I could believe it. And don't find a good cake that got a nice crunchy like crust. But anyway, I told y'all I was going to share with y'all a secret. And if you made it this far, congratulations. I'm about to let y'all into a secret that helped me with my lack of discipline my lack of motivation, and that also helped me to manage distractions. I want to talk about the power of meditation and stillness. That's my secret. That's what helped me through. That's how I was able to quiet the noise and lock in. And even then, when you think you meditating, you still getting distractions. A thought is going to run across your mind. But the power of meditation and stillness, y'all. And I'm going to tell you why this belongs in today's show, right? Because segment 4 and 5, we were talking about what's breaking the follow through. Nonstop notifications and fading motivation. But guess what? What I found out is stillness is close to the direct antidote to both. It's like the medicine for both. We gotta try it. We gotta try meditation as a community. We got to. It's the one practice that trains the exact mental muscle that distraction erodes. Meditation and stillness, sitting down, quieting the world, turning off your mental engine. I like to say the mind is like a car. When you run your car continuously over and over and over again, it overheats. The check engine light come on. You got to change the oil. You got to get a tune up. That's what meditation and stillness is. Shut the vehicle down. Let it reset. These new cars, you turn them off and you still hear them running. You still hear it, the engine's still going. That's like us. We sit down, but the engine's still running. We didn't shut the mind down. We didn't focus on meditation. We didn't practice stillness. Nonstop notifications and fading motivation. Stillness is the closest and direct antidote to both of those things. It is the one practice that trains the exact mental muscle that distraction erodes. We got to train it. We got to build that mental muscle. Let's talk about what the research actually shows here. 2017, that's a crazy year, huh? 2017, meta-analysis of 45 randomized controlled trials found meditation reliably lowers psychological stress markers. Meditation reliably lowers psychological stress markers, including measurable drops in systolic blood pressure. Never heard of that. Systolic blood pressure and reduced cortisol, specifically from focused attention meditation styles. Y'all heard that? That was another notification. The distractions, they're going to keep coming. I'm leaving my phone on just so y'all can hear that ding. How many times are we distracted in a day? Or notifications pull on our attention that takes us away from being focused and locked in on the things that we're supposed to be trying to get done. Harvard-affiliated brain imaging research has shown mindfulness meditation physically changes gray matter in regions tied to memory, self-awareness, and emotional regulation, and can reduce the size / reactivity of the amygdala, the brain's primary threat and stress response center. We talking about meditation. And the funny part is, we're just talking about sitting down, just being the hell quiet. Shut up. Sit down, shut the hell up. Stop moving. Stop thinking. Just be cool for a sec. You don't need to do an hour. Start small. Let me see if I can get 3 minutes in. You know how hard it is for somebody to hold a thought of nothingness and be still and quiet for even just 60 seconds? I'd like for y'all to try it. There go another notification. I'd like for y'all to try it. Give yourself a 60-second break. Close your eyes. Breathe. And see if you could think of absolutely nothing for 60 seconds. The brain, the mind is such a powerful thing. I came across a quote that said, a man becomes what he think he is all day long. What you think if you becometh, my boy. Cheap thoughts make cheap men. A study published in JAMA Neurology tracking older adults through structured meditation training found measurable improvements in attentiveness and emotional regulation, with researchers investigating whether it also slows age-related brain shrinkage. I ain't know the brain shrunk when you got older.
Bruh.
I ain't know that. You knew that? I know people like shrink in stature. I'm going to read it again. A study published by JAMA Neurology tracking older adults through structured meditation training found measurable improvements in attentiveness and emotional regulation, with researchers investigating whether it also slows age-related brain shrinkage. Don't go anywhere, y'all. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation about when was the last time have you finished anything? When you saw something through. We talked about what was distracting you, what was keeping us from following through. And now we're talking about meditation, a tool that could help us manage these distractions. The power of meditation and stillness. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what research is still showing and some practical links that's back to follow through. All right, so don't go anywhere, y'all. We'll be right back after these messages.
I always had to be so good, no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive.
Another banger. Baby, calm down. What up, y'all? We back on the Grapevine with Ray Nitti, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. DJ Brother Z holding us down with the production and sound. How y'all feeling, man? Whoa, 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 whoa. We're talking about meditation, man. The power of meditation and stillness and how it is an antidote for distractions and the lack of discipline. Okay? We went through a couple of what research was showing us, and we got some more. The NIH-owned National Center of Complementary and Integrative Health confirms meditation as an evidence-backed tool for anxiety, chronic pain, and stress management. Just being still, y'all. Being silent. Confirms meditation as an evidence-backed tool for anxiety, chronic pain, and stress management. And being honest, for some people, they said it was evidence. For some others that claimed benefits like ADHD symptom management. But that remains mixed and not really yet conclusive, though. But a 2025 study found mindfulness meditation performed comparably to cognitive behavioral therapy for people managing opioid-treated chronic low back pain. This is a serious clinical comparison, not just no wellness claim. Meditation. I remember this had to be 2017, y'all. This was probably some of the most depressed times I was going through in my life. Bow slowed down. You know, I was tired of the club. We ain't in the club popping bottles no more. Soon as you stop buying bottles and stuff, you know, people get real scarce around you. It get real dark. Soon as you ain't on what you was on before. Soon as life slow down for you and you ain't in the fast life no more, you know, your friends get scarce. You get the ebbs and flows of life. You start thinking about all the things you could have did, you should have did. Now mentally your brain is going crazy. You're trying to find answers now. But you just had 100 people around you. You just had 50 people around you. Everybody was drinking and cooling. It's all fun when we poisoning ourselves. Everybody having fun when we poisoning ourselves. Who sticks around when it's time to start administering the antidotes? So yeah, 2017, I had some of the darkest times. Questioning who was around me, who wasn't around me. Questioning friends' motives. And that mentally drives you up a wall. So yeah, I was in some of the darkest times where you're not sleeping, you're not eating, you got all these ill thoughts, ill intentions. Get back you want to get. People you want to pull up on and holler at. Things you let slide, now you arguing in your head about something that happened a year ago, and you are literally arguing with yourself in your head. Then a homie introduced me to meditation. The homie DJ Willie Shakes. Shouts out my brother Shakes. Shakes was in L.A. at the time. My brother was in L.A. at the time, dealing with his own stuff, transitioning, trying to see his dream all the way through, an idea all the way through. I'm going to go to L.A. I'm going to drive my Lexus to L.A. He had the Lexus back there with the black hood. But when you're trying to focus on your dream, when you're chasing some, life throws a lot of distractions at you, a lot of things to get you unmotivated, a lot of things to destroy your discipline. And he was going through it out there, same as I was going through it in Milwaukee. And in my mind, I'm like, man, you in L.A.? What you sad about? I'm the one dealing with winter. I'm the one shoveling snow. It's palm trees and trees out there. And that's what weighs on our mental stress as well, too. We project what we think somebody else should be experiencing. And it's like, oh, I'd love to have been out there. But that's, somebody else is stressing with that. So bro introduced me to meditation, man. He introduced me to, it was a 30-day meditation experience with Deepak Chopra. Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey. LaRon Taylor says, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, I was day drinking one day, and I got motivated to open up my own business. He said, but I could tell you, after I quit drinking, I opened up my own business 2 years ago. Congratulations to LaRon, man. Congratulations to that, man. What the business is, LaRon? You got to tell us what the business is. We got a show with Homer Blow.
Here's a pizza shop.
Shouts out to the pizza shop, man. Where the shop at, man? Plug, bro.
I don't know.
Put the address in the chat, man, so we could shout that out up here, man. That's what follow-through looked like. But that also came with sacrifice. Look at what somebody had to sacrifice, right? Stop going out. Stop drinking. To lock in. Mad Rush Pizza in Mequon Public Market. Clap it up for that. In Mequon. Make sure y'all go shop with our cousin, man. Mad Rush Pizza in the Mequon Public Market. Somebody who decided to put down the distractions, lock in, and finish what they started. Saw it through, made the necessary sacrifices. That's a very small percentage of the people that actually have the mental fortitude to do that. That's not a simple thing. That's so difficult for some to actually follow through. Give up things that we enjoy because we got a greater goal in mind. Hats off. Hats off to LaRon. But the practical link back to follow through. Like I said, stillness isn't the opposite of productivity. It's closer to strength training for the same attention system that 275 daily notifications are actively wearing down. 275 daily notifications are actively wearing down. A few minutes of genuine stillness a day is one of the only interventions with real evidence behind it for rebuilding the capacity to focus enough to finish something. When we gonna be still, y'all? And we ain't even added prayer into this yet. That was another notification. That was Timu. No, that was Alibaba. We ain't even added prayer into this yet. Prayer is such a huge part of this. We're just talking about chilling out for a second. Sitting down. Shutting the brain down. I'm going to say it one more time. A few minutes of genuine stillness a day is one of the only interventions with real evidence behind it for rebuilding the capacity to focus long enough to finish something. And this makes so much sense for my life right now. I got so much going on, so much I'm trying to juggle and balance and get on top of. But guess what I haven't done in a long time, y'all? I ain't meditated in months. I ain't sat down and slowed down in months. So you feel it. You feel the weight of the world on you when you just keep moving. But when we come back, y'all, we'll get back into the practical link back to follow through. And then I got some books before we get up out of here that I want to share with y'all, man, that actually helped me. And hopefully it helps y'all as well. But this is The Grapevine with Ray Nitti on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. It's 85 just to walk on. I don't talk to this, cause a lot of these be corny. I'm from the horny. What up, y'all? Welcome back. This is The Grapevine with Ray Nitti on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studios. Brother Z holding us down on the production and sound. What's popping, y'all? We talking about something that's very important, man. Having an idea and seeing it all the way through. Having an idea and seeing it all the way through. I don't care if it's a business, a weight goal, a degree, whatever. A project. A relationship, see it through. The things that distract us, our phones, binge watching, streaming, consumption of data, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. It's a reason platforms are designing their platforms to keep us on it longer. So we're not working on the things that we need to be working on to push ourselves forward. But if we stay on their platforms pushing that forward, guess what they could do? Sell more ads. Make more money off of it. While we believe like, oh, if I get 17 billion views and streams, I could get $16. We started believing that. And I ain't knocking anybody that's content creators. But what I will say is YouTube just cut the pay in half that is paying for streamers. So imagine that. Somebody else's dream that they saw all the way through. Whether it was Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook, whoever. Jeff Bezos. We all are using somebody else's dream that they saw all the way through, that they decided to not be distracted on, that they decided that I'm going to put my phone down. If you listen to these billionaires and these folks who have these successful companies, some of them don't even allow their young folks, their kids on social media. Some of them don't even got phones. They got flip phones because they're trying to stay off of the grid. They're trying to stay in control of their minds. All right? We got to make time to slow down and lock in. Quiet the brain. Meditation brought me so much peace in my life. So much peace in that stillness, in that silence. I started becoming some of the happiest the happiest person I've ever been. My wife even was like, you seem like such a different person. And then I was like, okay, I have to continue to implement this. But life happens and, you know, we get distracted. We get busy. We think like, oh, I'm feeling better now. I could go without it. But we can't go without it. E. Dot said, listen, God and prayer have the power to restore everything you thought you lost and guide you back to the path he has intended for you. He is the ultimate destroyer of distractions. He will remove anything that pulls you away from your purpose and redirecting you toward the path he has for you. Absolutely. I learned how to pray better once I started meditating. And I ain't gonna be up here and act like I'm just this super religious person. But I do believe in a higher power. And I spoke to it. And I was silent and still enough to receive my orders. There go another notification.
Somebody's calling.
Somebody's calling. So the power of meditation, y'all. I got a few books. A few books I want to share before we get up out of here, y'all. Got a few more minutes. Let me pull my books up. As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. I want y'all to write these books down. As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. The Art of War by Sun Tzu. The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Shin. The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Shin. The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Stinger. And these next ones I'm about to tell you is very important. The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. That book is so powerful because it puts us in a space of like being present right now in the moment of right now, not letting anything distract us. That would be the first one I suggest you to read. I'm a book listener. I understand you, when you read it, your brain get bigger and so forth. But I would say read that one, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And then there's Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. Then I want y'all to read, this is the last one, The Holy Bible. Find you a passage in there. Just open it up, read it. Just open it up and read it. But those books, y'all, helped me out. I was reading these books all throughout some of my darkest times, and they just guided me, gave me more focus, gave me more understanding of what it was I wanted to do. We got Key on the line. Key, what's up? Key double dipped. What's happening with you, man?
Yeah, I was about to say, my bad. I had to call.
No, it's all good.
Hey, man, black man, I love you, my brother. Like, I've been getting closer to God. My mom and I started a Bible study. This conversation you're having is divine. If you didn't know, today is my anniversary.
Happy anniversary, man.
Thank you. But the conversation of sticking it through, dog, like... I remember a time even 6 months ago, you know, stressed out with the baby and all type of like just, bro, we'll talk offline, but this conversation was literally divine. And talk about just sticking it through. Like, I have an amazing life and I just came to that realization. But anyway, that's all I'll say, but I appreciate you, bro. Love.
Man, love, bro. Hit me whenever you want, boss. Hit me whenever you want. Appreciate brother Keywan, man, calling in. The power of sticking it through, y'all. It's so much peace on the other side of stillness. It's so much understanding on the other side of stillness, man. It's so much. It's so carefree. When you quiet that brain down and you shut it down and you allow, just see if you can hear God's voice talking to you, man. A lot of times when you ask for the answer, the creator will give it to you. But it's two parts to it. When you ask for something, that's the first part, right? But then we got to be prepared to receive said things that we ask for. We got to be prepared to receive the things that we ask for. Because guess what? The Creator is not going to give us anything that we are not prepared to manage. He will give us more tasks. He will give us more tests. But we won't be able to get to the triumph until we are prepared to manage the things that the Creator has got in store for us. That's my time, y'all. We got Jazz Tyler up next with the tap in. Make sure y'all making some time to be still. Start with 5 minutes. I guarantee you it's going to be hard. To just be still, turn your phones off, turn the TVs off for 5 minutes. Sit down, breathe, and let me know what God say to you. I'm out, y'all. This is The Grapevine on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.